show and philemryshow.com and tune in and podcasts and archives and live streaming video and all that. And every night you can be watching our live streaming video cast at philemryshow.com as well as access our archives. We say it's over 5,000 hours. I'm telling you right now, it's way more than 5,000 hours of audio from a radio show that is, in our opinion and the opinion of many, a legendary radio show and one that, you know, it continues to change and continues to evolve. It's a very interesting thing about our show. You know, as I've mentioned often, back during a certain period of our show when we were doing all the phone call humor, we had so many people that didn't get it, and they didn't want to put it on the air, and they didn't want to sponsor it, and we had a lot of listeners that were pissed off. And now there's a lot of fans of that as we've moved on. You know, someone said to me today, "Hey, are you ever going to go back to that?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, then," I said, "time for you to move on, man. You know, go find another radio show. I mean, this is what we do now, and who knows? We may change back to it, but we do. I do on this show what I want to do. You know."
Well, Phil, we know that.
You may know it, but I do what I feel like doing. The first guy that I got to make happy here is me. And if there's people that are unhappy with it, I don't care. You know, you can scream and yell all you want. You can go on Facebook and talk about what a this and that I am. Like, I care, man. Like anybody cares, you know? I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I was talking to a guy today. I should mention this because I mentioned it during the pre-show. Because if you are a Backstage Pass subscriber, by the way, then you can hear our pre-show and, you know, what goes on here. Today we had a wild thing.
Yeah, trying to find out what was wrong.
What do you mean, what was wrong?
Oh, a technical problem.
Well, yeah, we had some technical stuff, but I was talking before about some brain surgeon I'm talking to. If you want to talk to people who are almost functionally illiterate, I mean, if you really want to get to a place where you've got to go, if you really are interested in investigating just how dumb it gets in America, there's no place like Facebook. No place at all to do that kind of research than Facebook. I had a guy today message me because we've been goofing on this Bill Gates meme, and I didn't create this thing. It's 3 years old. Now I got people thinking that I created it. Today I said, I didn't create this. I just kept it going. This whole Bill Gates meme, if you share the photograph, he'll send you $5,000. Now, I know that you guys listening to me right now think it's very funny that anybody would believe that, but I got news for you. There's a lot of people that believe it. One of them was some dumbass cowboy, the best way I could describe this guy. And this guy was a white guy, 42, sitting on his dead ass somewhere out in a ranch someplace while his girlfriend is working. He can't work. His hand's busted. Why is his hand busted? Well, he got into a bar fight defending her honor, he put it. He says to me, like, this is a real big thing. He says, I've been working since I was 12. I said, well, you think I'm impressed with that? I've been working since I was 10, okay? I said, let me ask you something, man. Have you ever been fired? Nope, never been fired. Never been fired from a job ever in my life. Oh, I said, well, everybody else has been fired. Anybody that's actually worked for a living has been fired at one point or another. And I said, and the whole reason why I'm telling you this, as long as you're telling me about, you know, your girlfriend's got to work and you can't because you're sitting on your dead can and you feel really bad about her working because, you know, all your life you've always, supported your women. I'm telling you, folks, I'm listening to this line of horse dung and I don't have the heart to tell a guy I don't believe any of it. But I said to him, have you ever applied for unemployment insurance? I guess you haven't if you've never been fired. I said, how did you lose your last job? He said, we got laid off. I said, that's being fired.
This guy didn't know that was fired?
No, he didn't think that was fired. He thinks that's laid. He thinks there's a difference between laid off and fired. I got news for you, folks. In the world of unemployment insurance, there ain't no difference. So, and don't, you know, so this guy said, you know what unemployment, well, no. I said, well, if you got laid off, you should be collecting unemployment. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that. Oh, well, good for you. What a brain surgeon you are, man. And I got people talking to me about Mexicans and illegal aliens and, the Africans and the Tahitians and all these other people. I wonder how many guys like that there are in this country. I got money that says there's more jackballs like that than there probably are illegal aliens sitting on their ass doing nothing. If you want to talk about people just ripping off the system, and you say to me, well, he ain't ripping off the system. He's not taking any. Guess what? If that clown, without any freaking money at all, without any job, without any support, busts his hand in a bar fight, the first place he's going is an emergency room. Now, you know it and I know it because his little hand's broken and he's probably really hurts bad. So he's going to go to a bar. He's going to go to a, he'll probably go to a bar first, you know.
Yeah, probably got to deaden the pain.
I was going to say he'd have a couple of drinks to deaden the pain.
Yeah.
So he goes to the emergency room. No health insurance. He doesn't have a job by his own admission. He's just all, gee, Phil, I've really fallen on some hard times. This guy thinks it's still the Dust Bowl, and he's some kind of an admirable John Dos Passos or Steinbeckian story where he's just the grapes of wrath, and he's driving his jalopy, and one day real soon, good Lord's going to shine on me. Hey, pal, you know, the whole reason why we've got something called unemployment insurance is because nobody wants to go through that crap anymore. So this jackass is going to go into an emergency room with a busted hand. He's got no money. He's got no insurance. Well, guess who's paying for that? Now, I'm going to tell you this, and you can, unless, of course, his girlfriend coughs up for the cost of an emergency room visit, a waitress, I got news for you. They're going to stiff the hospital. It happens all the time. Why the hell do you think we're in this mess? If anybody bothered to do the damn math. So this guy, a white guy, 42, lazy son of a bitch, white trash, sitting on his ass, talking to me about how this, that. This guy is stealing. Okay? You want to talk to me about Mexicans?
You know, you're getting really political. You're going to get a lot of people angry.
I don't care. I mean, if I get a lot of people angry, I'm just telling you, this is what happened when I go over to Facebook today. And what am I doing over on Facebook is I'm just simply trying to interact with the folks, you know. So,
yeah, but you see, your mood has soured.
My mood is fine. All right, now let's get back to, well, we're all done with, are we all done with the mafia?
Yeah, I'm done, but I looked up the Bonanno. Well, not the Bonanno.
We already got that. The Bonanno crime family, fine. And Vincent, the upshot on all of that, by the way, just for your edification, because I did a little bit more reading. This guy, Katz, Gary Katz, the guy that was murdered by Asaro, this guy was murdered, this Katz, who owned a warehouse where this Bonanno crew stored a lot of stolen items. So there's no question, oh, I shouldn't say there's no question, but it's likely that the Jimmy the Gent Burke crew that did the whole Lufthansa job may have stashed much of their absconded goods, their ill-gotten gains, in a warehouse owned by this guy, Katz, the guy that Asaro is said to have murdered. Now, Jimmy the Gent, who I just read about here in this article, Burke, the guy who's was played by Robert De Niro, he died in 1996. The FBI has just torn up the backyard of that house. And guess who they found buried in the backyard there?
Jimmy the Gent Burke. No, you jackass. That was his house.
Not him. They found that Katz guy.
Oh,
the man who owned the warehouse.
The guy that owned the warehouse, they found him. They found his body buried in Jimmy the Gent Burke's yard. And this guy, Asaro, is alleged to have strangled that man and buried him there. So I wonder if he buried him there without Jimmy the Gent knowing.
I doubt, if the movie with Robert De Niro is true, I wouldn't bury anything in his backyard except, you know, maybe if, I wouldn't bury anything back there but a cigarette butt or a bad cigar stub or maybe a dead cat, but.
All right, well, suffice to say, they wouldn't. So that's the story there. So Burke died. Henry Hill just died this past year in June of 2013. They're all gone. Lufthansa was contacted for a comment on the arrest of this guy, and they said, you know something? There's two generations of Lufthansa employees that have come and gone. There's not anybody in the building here that remembers those days. It is now simply a piece of history with no relevance or no connection to our company. Thank you so very much, and don't darken our sheets again. Click.
Daddy said.
No, they didn't say that. All right, we'll be right back with more. We got Edward Snowden. Yeah, I guess it is kind of a political night here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be talking here about Edward Snowden and what he's doing. He's apparently now, he's kissing off returning to the United States. There's a picture of him, Mr. Snowden, the NSA leaker, and he don't look like he's getting too many meals, you know.
Well, I was going to say, he doesn't look like he's getting those pork chops in the mushroom sauce.
No, he doesn't. It's the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 10 o'clock from the El Pacifico all the way to 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And Dean Wheeler is going to join us now from the Shrimp in the East Bay of San Francisco, where we're not going to be there, but we're going to be in the East Bay. He's going to be joining us here in just a moment. And we'll be talking to him about the Edward Snowden. I can't get the guy's name right.
Well, you're going to have to start to get these names, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, what is the problem with his name?
I don't know. I want to say Eric. Is there an Eric Snowden? There must be.
Yeah, I think there's an Eric Snowden, and he was a... Wouldn't know him, man. I think there's an Eric Snowden, and he was a guy that was
What? In the what, bud?
Never mind.
He's going to say in the British Army?
Yeah, in the British Army.
There was Lord Snowden. Is that...
Yeah, his real name's Eric. Or maybe it was Eric. It could have been Bob.
What am I hearing here?
That is the Shrimp. It's dance night. I don't think that Emeralda is on stage. Let me get... Dean? Put it on hold for a minute, bud. Dean? Yes, darling? We're ready to go. All right.
Dean, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing fine. Yeah, we're at Little Shrimp out here in the East Bay tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you here in the Bay Area on Sunday night at the Eureka Theater, 8 o'clock. Get your tickets now to come out and see a great guy. Phil, you and I have had our differences down through the years, but I don't think there's anyone like you anywhere in the world. But it's true of all of us. There's no one like me anywhere in the world either, so... it's not that big of a deal, what I just said about you, but I still enjoy you, and I'll always enjoy you, and I mean that band to band.
Where is Emeralda?
Emeralda right now is on the dance floor. She's dancing with a guy by the name of Cheever. He's our bodyguard. We just finished up the gig over at Placento, which is in Berkeley.
And was she singing tonight?
Yeah, she was singing, and now she just wants to cut a rug here. She's with our bodyguard, and no, she doesn't have any sexual interest in him. Or, you have to understand that Emeralda is almost my age, so it's not like I'm married to a really young woman that is going to go out and wow the guys. I love her very much.
Well, now, Dean, watch what you say.
No, I know. If there's one thing that I know, it's women, Margaret, and I'm saying that with modesty, but if there's one thing I know, it's women. And I won't say anything that'll hurt Emeralda. I think that she's a lovely girl. I love her. We've been through a lot. But she's pretty. She's almost as old as me.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 48. And she's 47. She's going on.
Dean.
Well, am I going to get to say?
Go ahead, Dean. What do you want?
Well, he's going to say something that's...
I'm just saying that Emeralda she's beautiful to me. She's beautiful to me.
Well, I know enough about women to know that's not... That wasn't exactly flattery.
No, that was not flattery.
What wasn't flattery about that?
She's beautiful to you, so that means that she's not beautiful to anyone else.
Well, can I just tell you? I think this is sexy. I think that this is sexy. She is rode hard and put up wet. Now, hold on for a minute, Margaret.
Oh, my God.
Now, hold on for a minute.
Rode hard and put up wet.
Yeah. What is that? That's a very sexy chick who's just got... Well, she's just got done...
God, man, you...
Don't go any further, okay?
All right.
No, I agree with Phil, Dean. Don't go any further. You're going to butcher it.
What? I'm going to what?
I said you're going to butcher.
His voice is drying out. The general has had a very, very bad series of allergies that is causing his voice to dry out.
Well, what I heard him say was butcher, and it doesn't give you a whole lot of credibility, General, wherever you are. I love my wife very much. She's very beautiful. She's very beautiful, but she's been run through the ringer. She's gone through the ringer. And when I say that, I'm saying that in the most respectful way. I think she's a lovely girl. She's got a beautiful voice. But when you look at her, you can tell that she's been beat up by life. She's had her, figuratively, not literally, she's had her face kicked in a few times. She's put some pounds on. And I'm saying this figuratively, all right, Phil? I'm not saying literally.
You're saying figuratively she's had her face kicked in. But you're not saying literally.
No, of course I'm not.
All right.
And figuratively, her ass, and I know you guys say the word ass, that's okay.
Are you going to say that figuratively her ass is large?
Yes, but I'm saying it figuratively, Margaret. You're the one that likes to accentuate the words.
How do you say figuratively a woman's ass is large? Is it actually large?
My wife I love with all of my heart. Anyone that tries to mess with my wife gets on, as I've been hearing you guys say on the show lately, gets on the fighting side of me. Okay? You mess with my wife, you're on the fighting side of me. And so when I say that figuratively, symbolically, her ass can't even get through a door, I'm not saying that literally. I'm saying that...
You're saying figuratively, and we're trying to figure out what that means.
I think the more he tries to explain, the worse it gets.
Margaret, you know that I respect you, but I heard some spit fly out of your mouth right then. Are your teeth in?
Excuse me, Phil.
Okay, she's walking out of the room, and I don't blame her.
Oh, baby, are you kidding me?
What does that mean, are your teeth in? She doesn't have fake teeth.
Well, she went... I heard her say, it sounded like flatulence. I knew it couldn't have been that.
You mean, when you say flatulence, do you mean this? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Wait a minute. Did it sound like this? Hear that?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, we're all done with that. Dean, let's get to the point. Edward Snowden and the very famous whistleblowing that this guy did.
All right, well, let's get to the point. And the point is that Edward Snowden is in Moscow, and he is there because he's been forced there by a very oppressive American law. The whistleblower law doesn't protect him at all. It doesn't protect him at all. It doesn't protect contractors. And you're right, Phil, I saw the picture of him. He looks like he's not eating properly. He's in Russia. I don't know how they're treating him. Is he under some kind of house arrest? The article today said that Edward Snowden himself does not expect to come back to the United States, not as long as the laws are the way they are.
Well, now, I want to ask you something, Dean. This is General Shook. Who cares what this numbnut, if excuse my language, General, please. Well, you know, I am very angry at this man disclosing information. So I'll say it again. Who cares what this Please don't say that. Well, who cares what he's saying? And who cares whether he's getting his 3 squares a day? The United States should bring him back and prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. Now, I'll tell you something. Phil and I were talking about this during the break. The United States will most likely cut a deal with the Russians and give the Russians someone that we're holding for him.
I hope not. I think that would be absolutely the worst. Are you kidding me or something? So what are you saying?
I think what the general's saying is something that's done all the time. It's been done here in this country all the time, back when it was not Russia but the Soviet Union. We exchange political prisoners. We exchange spies, basically. We've got in our federal custody right now any number of individuals that have been arrested for espionage, working on behalf of the Russian government or the Chinese or somebody like that. We've got someone that they want. And I have no doubt that there's probably been contact between the two governments, and the U.S. probably initiated it. And the Russians are trying to get the best possible deal.
Oh, so you're saying the Russians will sell this guy out? Woo! Do you understand what the international... ramifications could be?
Ramifications?
Yeah, the international ramifications. Oh, my God. Are you serious, Phil?
Yeah. What happened to your voice?
Well, I can't believe what you're saying.
You're starting to sound like me.
No, I don't sound like you, General. I don't sound like a frightened... I'm frightened. No, I'm not frightened. You sound frightened. I am not believing Phil... Excuse me, I'm not believing Phil Hendry.
Well, believe it, Dean. It happens all the time. The United States... Don't be surprised if the headline in the newspaper one morning is Snowden to be returned to U.S. custody. Russians, make a deal, or probably won't even say anything about a deal.
Are you kidding me? Hold on for a minute.
I don't know what's wrong with him, but it sounds like he needs a doc. Sounds like he needs a doctor. We're going to be back here on the Phil Hendry Show with our friend Dean Wheeler, and what sounds to me like an eventuality that he cannot accept, and that is that the Russians may very well send Snowden back into America. They don't give a damn what the world thinks. The Russians and the Chinese have made a living not giving a crap what the world thinks. Inside our bed, I got dreams of you all. Phil Hendry Show. Fortune tell us that I'd be free,
and that's the day you came. Well, I'm gonna go get some cottage cheese.
You do that.
Came to me. You broke to her early because I can hear Nikki saying 10 seconds. No, she's saying 5 seconds. Oh, I guess you didn't.
Hello. Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Sorry, folks. It's,
You always have that problem with the Dabacab song.
Yeah.
With the Dabacab. Anyway, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Larry Grover with us. Larry is decidedly on the opposite side politically here, and we'll talk with Larry. We have on the line with us from, I forget the club there, Dean Wheeler is with us. Dean, where are you tonight?
I don't even know, but I know that Amarella's on a dance floor, and this guy Cheever, who is our bodyguard, in a minute I'm going to cut in, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. That doesn't sound very friendly.
Well, I don't want this guy putting his hands on her, and right now he's doing that dance. Did you ever see the dance in Carlito's Way where the guy had the hands on the hips? That is no good. I want all the guys out there, when you put your hands on another guy's woman's hips, I don't care if it's not on her ass. Okay?
Look, Dean, I don't want to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
I want to talk. We've been getting sidetracked regularly on this show, and I want to put an end to it. I'm sorry that there's a... Every time you're on the show, you got a problem with Emeralda.
No, I don't think every time. Why would you say that?
Because every time you're on the show, she's up on the bandstand singing, and you don't like the horn player, you don't like the drummer, you don't like the way they're miking her, you don't like the way that she's singing, you're getting into a fist fight with some guy, and... Do you remember the night you were on the show here about a year or so ago when that guy clocked you and knocked all the teeth? Sounded like he knocked all your teeth out.
Oh, I remember that ass. There was a guy sitting at a table. And no, that's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, this guy needs to get his hands off her hips.
If I were you, I would... He works for you?
He's our bodyguard, yes.
I would go over to him and say, I'd like to speak with you. I appreciate you not putting your hands on my wife's hips. Otherwise, I'm going to have to terminate you. Period.
Well, what would that do?
If the guy's a professional at all, it would tell him, keep your hands off of my wife's hips. That's what it would do. And if it didn't do it, then he's fired. Yeah. All right, Larry Grover's going to join us here from Conservatives of Kern County. Larry's on the line here. Let's see where we're at right now. Larry's on the line with us here from Culver City, California. Hey, Larry, it's good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and Dean, nice to talk to you.
Hi, Larry.
Okay, Larry, we're talking about Edward Snowden. Your feeling?
Well, my feeling about Edward Snowden is pretty cut and dried. I think he's a traitor. I think he is obviously a violator of federal law. I don't care what his agenda is. I think there's a feeling in this country that if you think you're doing good, then you can violate any law you want, and we're not supposed to prosecute you because in your opinion... In your sacrosanct opinion, you're doing a great thing. Well, I beg to differ. Now, understand, I'm a member of Conservatives of Kern County, and I am not any fan of Barack Obama's. But in this particular instance, I have to stand with the president, who is doing the right thing, enforcing the law. And the law says that you do not divulge this kind of information publicly without the penalty of a federal indictment and prosecution and prison. If you're found guilty. Now, you said that the guy's in a picture today, and I went and I got it. There's a picture of him there in Moscow. He's there standing with some really pathetic... These lefties, they kill me. He's standing there with some left-wing jive...
Well, Larry, this is Margaret. When you're talking about Edward Snowden, who is, in my opinion and in the opinion of so many others... A very courageous man. You don't agree?
No, a courageous man? What kind of guts does it take to just take a whole bunch of... Here's a guy with no high school education. He's probably not getting enough attention in his life from his mama. So he goes out...
No, I will not accept that. I hear you and Vernon Dozier do that. I will not accept that.
You won't accept what?
Well, that whole mama thing.
Are you telling me I can't?
No, I'm just...
I won't accept you ridiculing a man like that.
Arvin, I'm not ridiculing, but I'm telling you that Eric Snowden has all the hallmarks of an individual that didn't get enough love and attention, and he's a high school dropout. What's that mean? I don't know. Now he works his way up in the government. Now, he's not getting enough love. He's not getting enough attention. And I think it does. It goes back to the days when his mommy took him off the nipple too soon.
I'm asking you to hang up.
I'm not hanging up anything.
Then please.
Oh, the cat got your tongue?
No, but I'm emotional about this issue. I think it's very important.
Well, Margaret, I do too. And I think it's extremely important and extremely dangerous when a private citizen with a license to handle classified information, no less, a contractor decides out of his own hubris or his concern for the public. I don't necessarily believe that this guy's got any concern for the public. I think he needs some attention. I think he needs some love because he couldn't get any, it's probably not his mother so much as he couldn't get any respect and he wasn't enough of a man for his daddy. And that's the part that really hacks me off.
Well,
oh no, hold on for a minute, because I'm not done. I think I'm entitled. I've been listening to Wheeler spill his guts. Jesus, Wheeler, if you didn't shut your mouth, I thought your guts were going to spill out. Are you talking to me? Let me tell you something, my friend. Nobody talks to me like that. Well, I just did, didn't I?
All right, gentlemen, that is not necessary.
I apologize, Dean, but I'm very wound up.
Well, a lot of people are wound up, sir. A lot of people. I'm concerned about the well-being of Mr. Snowden. Mr. Henry has made some comments that I think are frightening. Very frightening.
Do you mind? Well.
Do I mind what?
Do you mind taking the blank out of your mouth?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Did you dump that?
I don't think we had to dump it. I think that Larry thought he was being...
Yeah, he did want to say it, and I told him to say blank.
Well, I thank you, bud, but that's...
Oh, boy, if anybody said that to me...
Is your throat okay? Give the...
Let me have some of the honey and the lemon, and get me a little...
I'll get it right now.
Yeah, hold on, bud. Get me some hot water, honey, lemon. Get me some cayenne, some Tabasco, and then bring me a telephone.
Oh, are you guys done?
Sorry.
Man, that was something. That was something. They're getting wound up. There's no question.
Well, what do you think? What do you think of this entire... Now, I know that you are all pro enforcement.
Well, I mean, here's what I think. Here's what I think about Snowden. I think at the end of the day, as I like to say, you have an international internet community that thinks it's far more important than it really is. The internet community does not motivate so much as it reacts. There's a lot of people that feel the NSA and all of that stuff is really important. The fact of the matter is, most Americans don't care about that story. They're not interested in that story. They're not interested in Snowden. He's some weird freak, as far as they're concerned, who looks like he's getting skinnier every day. They don't quite understand. They know it's a violation of the federal law. They know the very popular president, or I should say, a relatively popular president, President Obama, supports the arrest of this guy and the incarceration, or at least the prosecution of this guy. And he's a supposed progressive or liberal or whatever kind of a president. Now, I'm not interested in the right wing's view of Obama. What their opinion of Obama is, it matters about as much as the international internet community's opinion of what's going to happen to Edward Snowden, because he is a pawn in a bigger game that's being played right now between the United States and Russia. Edward Snowden got nothing to say about it. There's nothing he could do that could influence anything. He may say he wants to give himself up to U.S. authorities at some point, but right now it's out of his hands. Right now there's a conversation going on between the United States and Russia, or maybe not, that has to do with exchanging high-level people. Now, whether the U.S. thinks that Eric Snowden is worth sending to the Russians some guy that we've got buried in a dungeon someplace is entirely up to the United States government. It's entirely up to the authorities that be. But rest assured, that's the conversation that's taking place. Eric Snowden's got nothing to say about it. He's got nothing to say about it. And the international internet geeks, these keyboard warriors, you know, I was talking earlier with a friend of mine. We were talking about the keyboard warriors of the internet. That's all they are. These are people that can type. And folks that just don't get it done. It can hack into a few computers and it can, you know, get anonymous to, you know, shut down a website here and there. But any real damage, any real, you know, motivation of any, that ain't going to happen, man.
But you're talking about anonymous. Why, those are the people that sent the Scientology reeling.
Yeah, they got into Scientology, but that's not the U.S. government. That's not the combined force of not only the U.S. government and the Russian government, but really the intelligence services of a lot of countries. That's a whole other thing. Those are people that will find out where you are and they'll kill you. That's what they'll do. You know, you can be a member of Anonymous. You ain't anonymous for long. They find out who you are. They find out where you live. And if they want, they will just basically make you disappear. You know, if you are, that's the kind of men in black thing that I believe in, because that's happened. That's actually happened. You know, or we're not talking about some fantasy that these clowns concoct about helicopters. No, we're talking about the dirty, rotten, smelly, and very unglamorous world of espionage. And, oh, yeah, they kill people all the time. So now comes this guy Snowden, who thinks he's got some power. Right now, Eric Snowden knows what's going on. Now he's beginning to get the idea. He's in Russia. He's in Moscow. He's at the behest. He's at the mercy, at the charity of the Russian government. And they're telling him exactly what he's going to do and what he isn't going to do. And he knows. He's giving quotes to U.S. papers, but he has no idea that it's out of his hands. He thinks that he's going to say, well, you know, I think I'll go back. Oh, maybe I won't. Doesn't make any difference, man. One day, the Russians are going to come to him and say, you know what, Eric, or Edward, or whatever the hell your name is, they probably forgot. We just cut a deal, and we're sending you back to the United States. But you said, well, you know what, things change. Oh, my God, when I get back to America, I'm going to tell everyone that the Russians betrayed me. Well, it won't be anything that hasn't been said about us before. If there's one thing, if there's the one government in the world other than the Chinese that doesn't care what anybody thinks about them, it's the Russians. They could give a damn. They don't care.
That you're saying that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, yes. Interesting. Thank you. All right, we're going to be back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com with more. Here's my man Frank Zappa, too, we'll go out with. All right. God bless him. Be right back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show with more of this titillating news. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk this hour about the NSA leaker, Edward Snowden. I know I've called him Eric, and I apologize for that. I'm not trying to belittle the guy by messing up his name. I honestly am just brain dead when it comes to names, and I've got a problem with that. We also have Dean Wheeler with us. Larry Grover has joined us. We've got on the line as well Harvey Wireman from San Marino, California, and we will have Warren Bedman from Orlando, Florida in a moment here. And Harvey, how are you doing?
Hey, Phil, doing great. Thank you for bringing me on a very important topic.
What is your read on the Edward Snowden?
Well, a lot of it has to do with agreeing with what you're saying. I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. This guy is no big thing. He doesn't control anything. He doesn't motivate anything. He's not wagging the dog, as they say. Edward Snowden is a pawn in a big game right now, having to do with two very powerful governments, the United States of God almighty, I forgot the country I'm in.
America.
America, yes, I'm sorry.
Harvey, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Margaret, thank you.
Well, I'm being considerate of you.
Harvey, this is General Shaw. We want to make sure you're doing okay.
Yes, General, I'm fine, thank you. No, the guy that I'm talking about here, this Snowden, yeah, I agree with Phil. I think he is a pawn in a much larger game, and he's going to be very sorry when these Russians show up with the fur hats and the big red star. Well, they don't have the red star anymore, but they still have those fur hats. And let me tell you, I don't think if you've ever seen a Russian cop, you'll never forget a Russian cop and the fear that a Russian cop can put into you when they take you down to that the prison down there.
Lubyanka.
Lubi-dubi. I got hung up on certain words, you know.
No, you're just like everybody else on the show. The Lubyanka prison, which was the former KGB prison.
Right, and that place is hell on earth. And if Snowden gives these Russians a hard time, he's going to wake up in a dungeon over there, and that's the last anybody will ever hear of him. Guaranteed, my friends.
All right, Harvey Wireman. Warren Benman on the line. Warren, I want you and Harvey to engage on this. I know that you have a far more, Edward Snowden-friendly point of view, correct?
Oh, you can't get Edward Snowden. Yes, indeed.
What is your feeling on this?
Wait, hold on for a minute before you go.
You'll get found out.
Wait, hold on. Who is this guy?
I'm going to Warren Benman.
What did he say?
Warren Benman.
Oh, Warren Benman. Well, of course. I don't know who you are, sir, but I'm having a difficult time understanding you. Say it again.
I'm okay. You're not going to interfere. Get down, Dad. You do.
Are you kidding me with this guy? I'm supposed to debate this guy?
Warren Benman had a accident where there was some neurological damage.
Some neurological damage? Is this a joke?
Harvey, Warren is a very educated man. I understand about it being difficult to understand what he's saying, but he is educated.
I don't care if the guy went to the Sorbonne. It doesn't matter. I don't care if he's got an Oxford Rhodes. If they put a Rhodes tattoo on his ass, and I just said the word ass.
Don't you want to talk about?
You know what? I'm not going to deal with that. I don't understand this jackball. And there's no way on God's good green earth.
Okay, Warren, you know what that means? It's up to you, brother. You can, you've got the floor. Harvey hung up.
Okay, thanks, Phil. I'm only going to laugh about it. They say that, you know.
Phil, can I? Hold on, let him finish.
I'm going to get them dealing. Because she's going to be the one to do.
No, we're not going to have Debbie Daly on, too, okay? We're not going to have Debbie on. It's difficult to understand you. And
well, I'm just going to say, Edwin Snowden, in my opinion, can be a much more pivotal thing, not be a pawn. No way you can't say that.
All right, thanks a lot.
So now all of a sudden you can't understand him.
No, good.
All right, thank you for... Hold on for just a minute. If you wouldn't mind, Dean and Larry. Is Larry still there?
No, Larry hung up. He knew you were going to bring on Warren Benman. Said he didn't want to have no part of it.
He knew I was going to bring on Warren Benman and said he didn't want to have no part of it. Listen, we have Warren on, the same reason why we have Debbie on, because they've got very good opinions. I understand it's difficult for them to understand, or for people to understand them. But for Harvey to just go, well, you know, I got to go.
Well, Phil, what's he supposed to do? You know, do you publish a book that helps people interpret?
I would have to say I would have hung up too, Phil.
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Wireman back on the phone here if you want to talk to me. He just heard Benman hang up, so he'd see now it's okay.
Hey, Harvey, look, I'm sorry, but that's how the thing came down. That's how it was scheduled, you know?
To me, if you want to put me on with that now, but that guy has got 100 pounds. The other thing about him was that guy... Mentally.
We had to dump every other word that you just said.
Well, I don't blame you because that is going to make me kill anybody.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You know what, Henry?
All right, so...
Well, do you blame him for being angry?
I was simply doing what Bud scheduled, okay? He brought in Benman and he had Harvey. I can't move these things around.
You are the host of the show.
Phil, why didn't you have Warren Benman on with just you or someone that can understand him rather than with Harvey?
I don't know. That's how it went down. And, Bud, why did you schedule it that way?
I don't know. Because Harvey sounds about the same way.
All right, well, we were going to have a... And it's too bad because Warren is like a very, 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 very well-known expert on that topic. 10 years ago, NASA's Opportunity rover bounded to the surface of Mars for what was planned to be a 3-month exploration. Well, Opportunity is still going today and still making discoveries. You ready for that? 10 years ago. So that would have been 2004, Opportunity bounded to the surface of Mars. It was in that thing, right, that bounced around?
Yes, it was like a big air bubble package.
Right. The latest, scientist said on Thursday at a news conference celebrating an anniversary none had expected 10 years ago, is a small rock that seemingly appeared out of nowhere. We're going to find out what this rock is, its chemical composition, and why it is very, very significant to the scientists there at what?
Well, you put Warren Benman on because you just want to get out of this segment. That's what I think.
I think so, too. You put Benman on just to piss off Harvey so he would hang up.
All right, yes, I did.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Now, why would you do that?
Because I got sick of the topic, that's why.
Well, then why didn't you just say I don't want to talk about it anymore?
Because I wanted to do something creative, so I brought on Warren, who no one can understand, to piss off Harvey.
Did you know I'd go what to a... sleep and leave?
I mean, you know. What is this, Bud?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to be back. This is a very... It's breaking my heart, man. Is this... Anyway, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after these very important messages.